Let's put my rent.
Move around, buddy.
Okay, how we doing?
Good, you?
Good.
Can I sit up here?
I got one here.
You say I drive too fast today.
Brandon. He's a Brandon, I don't care, I said he's gone, he'll never know.
No, I'm just. The flow, like, hacking on something that, you know, normally you table it and discuss it, and then take it to the final for it.
I've got to clean up there, so I can get my house.
Oh, yeah?
I've been there since kids was up.
Okay, we're gonna call this Board of Public Works and Safety meeting to order. Should have minutes of the previous, let's do a roll call. Thank you.
Mayor Sean Byram.
Present.
Mr. Tim Passmore.
Present.
Mr. Bob McCoy.
Present.
I will stand up and say running later. Board of Regents.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have minutes from previous, or do we have that?
They were in the past.
Make a motion to approve, unless somebody's got a change or anything.
Second. Motion to approve the minutes. Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, same sign. The minutes are passed. Move on to number two, wastewater update and request meeting with HWC, a special board meeting on February 1st, 2016. Last week or the week before, I sat down with HWC and Chris at the wastewater treatment plant, and looked over some of the engineering design for the new generator, and we thought it'd be a good idea to bring them in to present also to you as well. Chris, do you have anything to add on that?
Other than the 21st was when we gave them the deadline to give us good ballpark numbers, including their engineering, including everything, so you guys can see the total package. I think I gave you a copy of the quotes, or we had them out at my office when you was out there, and there's like 493,000 there, but you know, that doesn't, you know, take into your inspection and all that, so that way you guys can see the total picture. And I think with some changes that we had talked about, that number is going to fluctuate, so we'll have good numbers for the discussion on that day.
So the reason I put it on the agenda is because it would be a special meeting, because we normally get meet on the third Monday of the month. And I just wanted to bring that up, make sure that you're okay with that, and possibly make a motion to do so. So you wouldn't have to, but
that's not true.
Right there. Well, no, because down here at number five, we're going to talk about changing the time. So let's do it at 5 o'clock. Is that what we told them as well?
Yes.
Do I need a motion to do that?
Sir. I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion has been seconded to have a special meeting on February 1st with HWC at 5 o'clock. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. And the motion passes 2-0.
Be here?
Be here, yeah. Item number three, Winchester Fire Department Chief Moore would like to make a presentation.
Yeah, like I said, I apologize. I really meant to have these sent to you a lot sooner so I can give you a heads up. But I'm really asking to proceed to equip our ambulances. We have two of them with ALS capabilities, which is advanced life support to paramedic level. I have two career employees right now, myself and Junior Cross, who are licensed with the state of Indiana as paramedics. And I currently have two applications, one for full-time and one for part-time. And I'm asking for two full-time positions. I have our balance, $279,248.08, and our non-reverting fund. We bring in right now somewhere right around $3,500 to $4,000 a month. It fluctuates. And we are running a third out ambulance during the daytime hours. And midnight to 8 o'clock, we are second out for the city of Winchester and the county. Because they have one 24-hour truck between midnight and 8 o'clock. I spoke with our ambulance billing company. I have a fee recommendation here. This is for insurance.
This is for insurance billing. Medicare and Medicaid are both set fees. We currently have an ordinance on the books for basic life support, and that is $400 and $8 a mile, I believe what it says. Our insurance company has made this recommendation last year, and there's a new one they're going to get to me, to raise some of our rates, and we'll collect these on private pays or no insurance pays. But I just included here some figures. If St. Vincent Randolph averages 50 transfers a month out of the facility, and if we would get 20 of those at an average of $400, which is probably on the low side, I tried to estimate the revenues low and the expenses high, just so you would have some idea. That would be an additional $8,000 a month, or $144,000 a year in new revenue. On the back page, let's see, that we would have three men per shift if we hired two additional paramedics on two shifts, and we would have two. We have four shifts over there. I'm sorry, I'm being a little scattered brain here. We have four shifts with two people on it right now. Adding a paramedic would put three people on two shifts, and would still leave us with just two personnel on the other two. And I would fill those with part-time personnel, so we would never lose fire coverage, which is our main purpose for our existence. On the back page, my estimates are the $126,543.88 is the salary of two career personnel. That includes $21,000 a year for insurance. That includes our pension percentage and workers' comp.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. We don't. Social Security. You got your pension. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
$50,000 is for the third to cover the two shifts. Estimated that at $50,000. Startup costs $75,000. That was probably getting two refurbished cardiac monitors. New cardiac monitors are base price $34,000 a piece. And I am going to try and get some funding through the hospital, through St. Vincent Randolph Foundation and through Ball Hospital, where our medical director is, to see if they can't help us out with one or both of the monitors.
Gary, you said you had ask questions?
Absolutely.
You say you have two right now full-time people?
Paramedics, yeah.
Yeah, you and Junior.
Yep.
And then on the top of page two, the salary of two career personnel. Is that?
That would be the additional.
Those are, so everything on the top of page two is additional?
Yes. And obviously the salaries would come out, they wouldn't be a lump sum, that would be as the revenues started coming in.
What do you have to do with your first salary in service?
I have to make an application for ALS transport to the state. And then wait on them to approve the request. I'm also going to send to apply for a waiver.
Guess what is exactly this first out in the service?
First out would be to take first transfer call from St. Vincent Randolph Hospital or
I'm part of United by office, so you would be the first one in.
Correct.
Instead of correct.
Well, even the county. Sometimes even the county can't take them because they're busy somewhere else.
But you roll off to the second.
Right. Right now we roll up to the third during the day, so then the second at night.
Okay, so you'd be first.
For the city of Winchester.
And then it would roll out to the second.
Yeah.
Whoever's second.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a given, if your ALS set up that way, that's a given that the county will give you first. I mean, there ain't going to be a problem.
It's a home rule.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense that Winchester ought to be taking.
I'm part-time at Randolph County. I was out here today and talked to Dwayne about it. I wasn't going to surprise them with Diana just happened to be under the weather and she wasn't there. My intentions were to go out there and talk to him today anyway, but I ended up working out there and talking to Dwayne while I was there. It's not my intentions to battle against the county.
Right.
It's, you know, we're taking these calls as basic life support right now. And we have $275,000 in our non-reverting fund, and we're the third out during the day and the second out at night. So,
who's the second out?
They got two crews.
Oh, okay. The second nurse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they could have, and this has happened. They could have one crew go on a fall, where it's just picking them up, checking them for injuries. Their second crew could go out on. A bruise or a bump, and then we could get toned out to Parker City or to Lynn on the heart attack. So that's just the way it's set up right now. They take the first two calls, and then we're the third out till midnight. And that's happened. I mean, we've intercepted with paramedics several times in just the past few weeks. That would better serve our taxpayers. It would, I think it would generate some revenue for us, even though the expenses look kind of daunting. The revenue estimates are there. We have a meeting tomorrow at the hospital with Cheech.
He's not easy to get on the schedule either, but he's very interested in this and, in fact, moved us up way ahead of a lot of other people. To get us on his calendar. So I don't really want to speak more about that until after we have that meeting, but I know that they have reached out with open arms to us.
Yeah.
Because of that local partnership. Again, speaking of home rule, it's not just home rule, but it's also creating those partnerships within the community.
So after you get qualified with the state, then you become the first out? Is that what happens?
Yeah, we have the opportunity to. I mean, like I said, we can make it politically correct and, like I said, work with them. It's not an intent to take anything away. I think there's enough calls out there. There's enough call volume to step up and start taking the ALS calls, advance our service to the highest level we could possibly offer to our taxpayers, and in return, maybe we get better coverage for the entire city and the entire county.
Which one of the highest complaints that the hospital has is the waiting time to transport, transport someone.
Yeah, we were just talking to council in one of the, in a special meeting Saturday, and one of our councilmen said he was one of the people that unfortunately had to wait a couple hours out here for an ambulance to come from, I think his name was Blackford County.
Gary, if we do this and deplete this fund down to us, it is, are we looking at any other major expenses coming up right now?
There's none foreseen. Our ambulances are a little older, but I don't have the exact miles, but they are low miles. They're both 2006s. We've been running Medic 7 as one of them in Medic 8. We've been running Medic 7 for several years now. It's first out. And I want to say it has 30 or 40,000 miles on it, and the other one has a lot less. I can jump over there and grab some mileages or get some for you here real quick if you want them. But no, I don't have any foreseen. Because like I said, if we can hire the two career medics and start taking paramedic calls and transfers to where we have the revenue coming in, I do have a part-time medic that has applied. He's over the age limit for our 77 pension fund, which is 36 years old. So we would have four career medics, one on every shift, and one part-time that could fill in. I would also apply for a waiver through the state. I've talked to Don Watson at the state level. To the EMS commission, we could apply for up to a two-year waiver. And if we had somebody call off sick or had somebody go home and we didn't have a paramedic for the day, we just shoot him an email or get him on the cell phone and say, we're running basic life support today. We had a call off and we don't have a medic here yet. We're currently trying to find one in to call in. And that's what the process is built for, to start up a service like that. They give you, you can get a waiver, I should say, they don't want you to give it to you, but you can apply for the waiver that will cover your startup.
You're into 12 on page 2 to revenue, 12 to 15,000 a month, or 144 to 180,000 a year. Is that new revenue with this service?
That's with the existing. That's total revenue.
Okay.
Projected.
And you're looking at projected salaries of almost 176.
Yes. And like I said, I estimated the revenue low and the expenses high. Those expenses right here on this page would be cut down $50,000 if we get those cardiac monitors. That's the biggest expense out of those.
And that's in the startup cost section?
Yes.
Yeah. I was just looking at the salary.
Yeah.
I guess my bottom line is this, can we, and I know there's more than money, because we're going to offer a nice service.
Right.
We're going to offer a valuable service. We're going to save a life.
Right.
But is the new service going to pay for the personnel that we have to hire?
It's projected revenue.
It's close.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And there's really nothing put in, put back for that new ambulance when you start making more runs.
Right.
Which is different ambulance.
We both over here are reading those with the you keep the box on the back and you know on a new chassis. They have the hand special box that I don't have.
Are you happy with them?
Yeah, right now.
That's a testimony of
it. Yeah, it's about half.
A little more.
Yeah. When we did it 4 or 5 years ago, when did they do that? 4 or 5 years ago.
And I think they renowned them pretty quick.
What's the time frame as far as applying to the state once you do that? Is it could be 6 months or could they around and tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, I can fill out the application tomorrow. And like I said, it's an application for the waiver. I would go before the commission in Indianapolis and ask for the waiver.
I kind of look at it like it's a service. Right. And if you're breaking even or even making a little, you're doing well. Because right. If you look at the county side of it,
right.
They're not paying their own way, but they're coming very close.
Right.
So that it kind of goes in line with the way they do things. Now, on a budget side of it, I don't know how that works as far as what's budgeted.
Well, you mean the fire department budget right now?
Right.
Well, in the fire department budget, it doesn't allow, obviously, for the extra personnel that you're
right.
talking about.
Right.
I mean, he's planning on funding it. I mean, the general fund, there is LOIT that's never been appropriated, that hasn't been done anything with it, which that would be a council decision.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
For public safety. Mm-hmm.
And is that, what, 170?
About 170,000 a year has been.
So there's something there that we don't even
right.
touch. We can go with the estimates.
Right.
And
but right now, I mean, what he's told you is exactly right on. I mean, as far as the ambulance and things. But it would take everything, and you've estimated low. I mean, obviously
right.
you think it's, since you're first out, you're going to have more revenue
right.
than that.
Right.
Or, you know.
Well.
I mean, as far as if your question is if it's fundable, yes, but below it, I mean, in order to get that commitment, of course, that would be council's.
Well, you have to change the salary ordinance.
Right, exactly.
Going to
right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's
so
true,
that
too. Well, and that's another, so let's just talk about that a minute. Mike's made a good point because of the two paramedics right now, their salary would increase, would it not?
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Right.
Yes, that is what would attract the better paramedics with the salary, and that's something that
but, I mean,
would be for the next
budgeting
process.
Like you said, you'd
process.
Have to amend the salary ordinance, put that
yeah.
position in there,
yeah.
and that still that would take council approval for
right.
that as well.
Right.
So I think the mechanism would be the council would go to change the salary ordinance,
mm-hmm.
and at that point,
right.
and that would give the authorization to proceed and start making amendments.
So I guess should we table it and forward it to council at this point? I mean, I think it's a good idea. I think he's got some good numbers and
well, council
it's a workable,
I mean,
it's a workable
yeah.
thing. And again, it's a service. And actually, I think you're going to find out your revenues are going to be higher.
Right. Right.
So just the transporting alone, I think, is a gold mine.
Right. Right. But I think if you table it, I don't know, if you table it, it would come back to you for more discussion, is that right?
I think the thing is that you could present it to the council.
Yeah, you guys would authorize me.
You only have to authorize it for himself to do.
Okay. And then you get five other eyes looking at it too and getting there.
Your department has, you can make proposals.
Okay.
Vicki, tell me where you said that Lowit?
Yes, it's the local option income tax that the county enacted in 2015. And we receive, it's based on obviously the income and.
There's two components to it. There's
right.
a public safety component that's only used for basically fire. And that's what you're talking about, 170, the public safety component or the whole world?
I'm talking about the whole world.
Okay, the
right.
whole world.
Mm-hmm. The whole
world. Included in that is sort of public safety.
Right, that's right.
It's about half, yeah. roughly.
It's from income tax. Tim, does that answer your question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not up on all the jargon yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point. Yeah. Just when you think you got it, they add another.
I never think
that happened.
Did
they
know that?
Yes.
So is there anything else that we can do with this? I think we can get this from council.
Thank you, Gary.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up, Winchester Police Department Chief Tucker wants to give us some updates and...
I am here out of properties. First of all, we went through the marking during the last year. And in order for us to be appointed, we had to have a policy in place that they had to play with here, or else they would not issue the marking that day. And this is the copy of the policy, which I actually have typed and enacted, and took it before the medical director, and he signed off on it. The board basically saying that the policy looked good to him, and we could use the policy. And of course, as you know, the other one I gave you was that the very next morning, we already had an incident where it had to be used, disabling a man's life. So, you know, the train definitely came just to make a time for that next morning. So that's the one thing I gave you was that. And then with discussion with Mayor Byron in the past, as far as like hiring reserve officers and those things, just the way it had been done in the past with the chief always making a decision on reserve officers. And after we had our discussion, we feel that we made the board work and help those as well, because they're also the entity that and are the entity that decides on full-time hours. And so, you know, void your time, I believe, because if they're not going to be full-time, then they shouldn't be part-time. So, plus, you would get a chance to meet, because inevitably, when you have a full-time host meeting, a lot of times you're hiring from the reserve list, as far as those are known. So it's important that you get your team again on the reserve list. And I guess what I'm asking for now is that we need to sit down, probably in an executive meeting, and discuss the current policy as far as how it's going. It doesn't really stipulate how reserve officers are hired. I mean, right now it's left us a few things. And two, I've got, you know, a couple applications, and as far as the consideration as far as the reserve officers, as far as able to start a train. And I believe that's something more for a executive meeting.
I'm not sure you can discuss the policy of executive meeting. We can talk about the personnel.
Okay. And that's why, I don't know. We need to discuss the policy. I think
that's why we brought this tonight.
And this is what's the policy. Yeah, this is what's written. And I guess the best thing is have to table it, read through it, make notes on it. And then when we come back to the next meeting, then we want to, you know, talk about the notes you made and see where you can fix the policy. So it meets what you all want as far as to be a standard.
Is this in the handbook?
This is in the handbook. Well, I'm in the police department.
Your handbook?
Yeah. Yeah, this is just a copy of what exists right now. And so in order to make changes, I mean, like I said, ultimately you will be looking at them, you know, sooner or later for full-time candidates. So, as Mayor Byron suggested, he feels that even the reserves should actually go into that more as well.
I think, I mean, the county, I mean, the city, if a reserve were given a scuffle or something and do something stupid, that is on our liability insurance.
That's
so it is really a good idea.
Yes.
You guys have. Okay.
Right, because as the policy is now, reserve role is just, you know, the chief made the final decision on that. But, you know, three times that same person to have a chance of being full-time, then he had to come in front of you.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking for possibly amending this policy or to read that somewhere?
Just to read it, all employment, as far as all police officers, whether full-time or reserve status, would get in front of you, and you got to make a final decision as far as, you know, yes or no on ones, you know, hiring and making them start. And, I would ask for executive session to talk about two of the current applications. The one I have has went through everything and was already given by Chief Burke, was given an offer of hire, and we're waiting on a pretty basic class to start, which starts actually Monday. But You know, the last time they talked to him was in September when he finished, and he hadn't heard anything, and he was getting ready to start Parker instead of Winchester as a reserve, so I contacted him. He's actually a full-time jailer at the jail. So he is absolutely interested in wanting to be in Winchester instead of Parker because he lives in Winchester. But, you know, when this came up.
And he was already offered.
He was already offered, yes. Well, I mean, but the way it works is, I mean, then they gotta give their 40-hourly basis, they don't pass it, then they can't help you. Then they gotta go through the 12-week FTO program, and if they're not catching on to the training, and there's a failure to learn, then you let them go before they, and they have to finish that before they ever earn any, if they work by themselves or earn any of the 40-hours, correct? So, I mean, they've got a long way from the time we started them to where they're actually, but we still have to have them covered under the liability insurance whenever they start. But, I mean, like I said, that 40-hour, 40 basic starts Monday, and I know this guy wanted to be here. And then I had another one as well that we need to discuss in that executive meeting anyhow.
Well, I would say if he's already been offered, he applied 6 months ago, and he's been offered in position as a reserve.
Yeah, he actually.
Then that wouldn't need to go through. That's already done. So you could.
Because according to the records on here, he actually applied in July, and then part of it took place in July, part of it was September, and it was like September the 23rd was the last one. And that's where it comes to the chief's office, and where you can give them pretty much a green flag to start it, but then lost contact.
So for current policy, it'd be up to you to hire him if you wanted to.
Well, by current policy, he actually was already given that offer, but it's a new year now.
Right, right.
And the part of the requirement when you start hadn't took place yet. So, I mean, Ben has set on back burner, so I didn't know about this one. And there's another one that we will have to discuss at the executive meeting.
Right. I think if you want to get that person started,
right,
they might go ahead and get him started.
Okay. And then we'll just discuss the other one in the executive meeting. So, okay. But other than that, that's what I have for you right now.
After we review the policy, if we are going to make that change in a future meeting.
Right, you saying policy changes, we don't have more to look at them.
About applications.
Okay, so as far as the policy, if you want to look at them, make notes, and then when the next board works meetings, you know, you can talk about it, I can see what changes need made, I'll make the changes, present them back to you for your final approval on the changes.
Very good.
Okay.
So do we need this after the executive session?
Well,
after we... Put the policy in place first. Once policy's in, then we can go on executive session. So
is that executive session something I could talk about my applicants in also?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Next item, I think we need to change the time for the board works meeting to 5 o'clock instead of 5:30. We're running, especially last week, in the last meeting and this meeting, we ran pretty close to the city council meeting. So,
so moved.
He's on it.
Good morning, how are you, Jim? That's
right. Motion to change the time to 5 o'clock. Then motion and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same time. Motion passes. We will meet the Board of Works beginning at 5 o'clock on the first, and, I'm sorry, on the third Monday of the month.
So next meeting is on the third Monday?
No, it's on the first.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Maybe
okay. Okay.
It'll be on the third
okay.
Monday.
First Monday. Okay.
Clerk Treasurer's report.
Yep. The year-end December year-end, accounts payable vouchers, $62,919.88. January 1st through the 13th, accounts payable vouchers, $82,442.32. Payroll, $19,446.49. Total accounts payable vouchers, $164,808.69. Any questions? I did, they were on your, in your packets for your invoice reports as well. The, just, you know, this is your first time, and I know Tim, it is yours, so that's exactly what was in your packets.
Okay.
You gave me a hard copy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yours were on your flash drive.
Motion to approve the claims?
Second. Motion to approve the claims has been moved and seconded. All in favor, signify by saying aye. All opposed, same sign. Motion passes 2-0.
Was there any questions with any of the financials or year-end reports? Okay, if you ever have any, don't hesitate to ask. Okay.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Somebody.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Close and sign. Motion passes 2-0. We are adjourned. Stay tuned for another 25 minutes for the city council.
Don't have to be quiet now. We'll be loud.
Yeah.
Sure. That'd be great.
I've
got your.
Pardon? We don't have enough pages.
Yeah.
I'll call you.
Man, probably
going to need to. No, I got your chair. Did you give up? Okay. I'm going to put them in there again. Yeah.
Be all right. One more to go. I'll call you every day. Give me a little bit of that one.
Now, which one are we talking about first? Harry and Izzy?
No.
No. Yeah, I'm going to actually Dan from Union City School.
I like it.
I don't know where you were
there.
I don't know. They're going to talk about this thing. I'm great. But I don't know. Got any ideas or anything?
No, no.
About that? To tell you about that time now.
Yeah, you'll believe me.
One of the girls, softball players.
So probably like their group set up and go.
Because it probably has never had anything.
You want to
have a little bit of a.